Dirty Jonah Hart, Don't Make Wrong One Day at a Time. Nikki with you. Yesterday, we talked about Vipassana and the silence within. Eckhart speaks about that as the silent spaces. It's a silent space, like it's silent all around me right now. It's 11:30 in the evening. Everyone is asleep. I'm the only one talking. That's why I speak lowly. Sounds almost like a whisper. Not intentional, and yet it's a working. The silent spaces in between. If you have a meditation practice, great. If you don't, that's great. If you'd like to have one, you may want to try Vipassana. I find it fascinating that of all the practices he speaks of, it's the one love sent me to, Vipassana meditation. I found it to be very amazing and beautiful. At the time, I was out to master my mind. And now I know that all it is noticing my mind. Now it's about noticing the unobserved mind. Without meditation, it will be a different route to the silence. However, it is doable and it is possible. Just know you have an option, Vipassana meditation. You can start by doing 5 minutes in the morning of just noticing your breath. I highly suggest, and highly suggest is, it's a strong suggestion. Basically, of course, the whole point of all of this is to keep it simple so that you don't give your mind any more to speak about. Simply open your eyes. When you first start, you're going to have chatter. And then as soon as you notice that, you're going to go right into your breath. And you're going to drink in the essence of the white light, the infinite love's healing white light, breathing it in, blowing out all that isn't in your highest and best good, and then again breathing in the white healing light of infinite love. And that simple action, that's it. You're not going to be perfect at it. You know that already. So you just start again. Start again, start again, until you find yourself actually doing it every single day. Or even if you're not doing it every single day, you're starting to use it at the time when you least likely would have used it prior. So it makes a difference. It creates a sense of confidence, power, and just plain peace. So you guys, keep on keeping on. And know that even if you do not take on a formal meditation, that eventually the ultimate goal is that you are in a walking state of meditation. It is doable. A walking state of meditation would be somebody who's walking in a state of presence. It's not a big deal. Only the mind makes that out to be a big deal. All it is you being you. Okay? So loving you. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.